All right. I love that song. I remember being sat in the back of a Morris Marina with my best friend, Janine Hall, singing away to that, which must have been about 1985, I am guessing. I don't know what's happened to Janine Hall, but anyway, I dare say I probably should find out. However, let's digress. And in the studio, I have Sylvia from the post office. Good evening, Sylvia.
Good evening, Carol. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. In fact, good morning if anybody's listening to this on a repeat on Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. So you've popped in today to have a little chat about a very special day today, because it is actually World Post Day.
Yes, indeed it is World Post Day. And this was originally formed by an organisation, an association, in 1969. It mm-hmm. was to, the role of it was to create awareness in the postal sector, in people's and businesses' everyday lives, and its contribution to the social and economic development of countries. So this celebration kind of encourages member countries to undertake the program activities aimed at generating a broader awareness of their post role and activities among the public and media too on a national scale. So every year, more than 150 countries celebrate World Post Day in a variety of ways. So each country will celebrate it according
in a different way. In a different way.
In a different way. Yeah. Sometimes they might introduce new philatelic items. They could have competition for children to create posters.
Yeah.
Of previous stamps. Yeah. So they could have a whole lot of different things.
It's very little heard of. I mean, and until you told me, a couple of weeks ago when I popped into the post office, I'd sort of never heard of it, which it's really sad, really, because if you have World Days for something, especially something like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, every year they have a World Post Day forum, and this year it is in Istanbul.
Oh, okay.
And it started on the 3rd of October, where all CEOs of all post offices all over the world, or representatives, attend this international forum,
right,
where they discuss all the challenges that they face in post today.
Yeah.
And especially in this day and age, it's the digital age.
Yeah.
So they are discussing of how to deal with businesses and people and individuals who have stopped writing letters to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, originally you would read advertisements in a flyer or in newspapers, in magazines and whatever.
Yep.
And you would go to the shop and you would purchase your things. Whereas now it's touch of a button.
Yes.
And so a lot of, things have changed. So they are discussing, how to deal with the challenge of becoming an e-commerce or
how to alter their business plans.
How to alter their business plans to meet the customer needs.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, which is a good thing, really.
Yeah,
now, I had a little Google, though, of the postal role in the world, actually, and the Postal Union.
Yes.
Was formed in Switzerland, in Bern, in 1874.
Yes,
I did my research
that's
too.
That's true,
yes.
In 1874.
Yeah, and which is fantastic, really, because it meant that what they did was messages could go throughout the world. It was like the 1874 internet, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly right.
Is what they formed in Bern.
Yeah.
And so we're celebrating that on the 9th of October here. As I say, not many people will have heard of it, but certainly for you here in Apollo Bay, I mean, you're a very integral part
of
the community. Everybody knows Sylvia. You haven't even got a surname. You know, like, there's pop stars out there, Sylvia, like Madonna. She has a surname. Kylie, she has a surname. Yeah. Toya, she has a surname.
Yeah.
And, it's just Sylvia.
Oh, thank
you. You say Sylvia and everybody knows what you're talking about. But you do have a surname, Rennie,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do have a surname.
You do have a surname. You are a person.
I am a person, yes. Yeah.
You are a person. But certainly down this for Australia Post this year, they're doing something a little different, because we've all been filling in postcards, haven't we?
Yes, thank you very much. What we have is the Licensed Post Office group, which is an association. It's not a union, it's an association, just to network with each other,
yep,
and talk to each other about the challenges that we all face and how, and we can, you know, ask questions of how to do certain procedures if we are stuck or whatever. We do have a helpline as well, but we also have Facebook. But the reason of this association is to kind of talk to Australia Post on our behalf,
mm-hmm,
because we represent Australia Post. We are agencies, kind of like licensees and franchisees.
Yeah.
And we sell the products and services on behalf of Australia Post. So everyone here are customers of Australia Post.
Yeah.
So when we don't get payments of what we should be getting, because as you probably don't know, but we all have a license post agreement with Australia Post.
Okay.
Every time you get into a license agreement, you get a list of all your payments and your commissions and,
yes,
whatever. But our payments and commissions were based on the agreement that was made in 1973.
Right. So that's, let me work that out. That's how many years ago? You're better at maths.
Probably more than 25 years ago.
Sure.
And so things haven't changed.
Right.
But as we probably heard the news that Commonwealth Bank is investing a lot of money with Australia Post to continue these services,
yes,
with Australia Post, yeah, which is fabulous news.
Yeah.
Because we are losing a lot of services. So one of the leading banks has understood the needs of the community, especially in rural areas, where there are banks that are closing down.
Mm.
And there are post offices that are providing the service.
Service of the bank.
That's,
yes,
exactly right.
Which you do down there.
Which we do, yep, which I do down here as well. But it was not making the money.
Mm.
And so it was very difficult. We were not getting enough money for representing Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah.
So they have, you know.
Yeah. But the post office actually in itself, not just yourself,
yeah,
okay, because we all focus
post
on Sylvia.
General.
We all focus, yeah, here on Sylvia, you, yeah, know, we don't focus on anywhere else.
Yeah.
But the post office, the AusPost, as,
yes,
we call it,
yeah,
it does lots of different facets of business, which I think people don't realise.
That's exactly right.
And, yeah, it may not be very important for the people that, say, live in Port Melbourne or Melbourne, you know, to go down and get your passport done, your all these different things that you can do.
But that's exactly right. Yeah.
It may not be an issue for them because they can probably go elsewhere because they've got. But for a country town, and anything certainly in the outback, the post office is a very integral part.
It is.
Of the community because you can go to the post office.
Yes.
And it's there.
It's
whatever
there.
You want to do, all these important things, your driving license, you're working with
children.
No, we
don't do driver's license. The Vic,
okay,
Roads does,
okay,
driving,
all right,
driver's license.
Apologies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all these different things that you do.
Yes. And we also do British passports now. How do,
oh,
you like,
really,
that?
Oh, well.
So
I think
when you need to renew your British
to renew
passport. Yes.
What about your Indian one? Have you got an Indian one?
No, you can't do it in Australia Post.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
But I'm an Australian citizen,
yeah,
so
well,
I've got an Australian.
But I'm an Australian citizen, but I still have a British passport and an Australian passport. Do you,
yes,
still have?
Yes, we have a dual kind of citizenship, and but,
yeah,
it's not really called a dual citizenship. But
okay.
we don't have to once we have this passport, we don't have to apply for a visa.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yes,
it's a life.
Yes. Yeah, it's a life thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Same deal.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you don't hold a. You were born in India, weren't you?
I was born in India.
In Pune.
In Pune.
Yeah, yeah, which is a beautiful place.
Yeah,
I've been.
It was called Pune. It's,
yeah,
Pune now.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
And number 10 of 13 children.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So, mum and dad have done a great job of bringing us
13.
All up. Yeah,
okay,
it was
Riley.
Fascinating. Yeah, my dad was in the Royal Navy at the time when British.
Yeah,
was ruling India.
Yeah.
So every time he left and came back, he left mum.
So you can plan his leave. You can plan his leave with
exactly,
the children.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Fantastic.
So I've got 7 brothers and 5 sisters.
And are they all over here in Australia?
No, it's kind of like half-half. I lost 3 of my siblings, and I lost my dad.
Yeah.
But I've got 1 in Canada, and I've got a niece in the UK.
Okay.
Half of them are in India and half in Melbourne.
So they're scattergunned across the old Commonwealth.
Yes. Very much so. It is under the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's just go back to the conversation in hand, which was the post office. So how did Apollo Bay rally to your aid with the post postcards to the minister, because we had to send, I sent some off, the postcards to the minister to campaign for assistance to the post office.
That's exactly
right. Did they rally well?
Well, they did very well. I had to actually print the postcards myself on very good glossy paper and gave it to customers to fill it out.
Mm.
And we've sent all these to Senator Fifield and to Michelle Rowland, the shadow minister, to promote and to keep the services within post offices.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, things like CityLink don't use the post office anymore. EastLink doesn't use the post office anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't quite remember. But we do gradually lose a lot of services, and and government services. So we're asking the ministers to talk to, we could lose, for example, Vic Roads or the rates.
Yeah,
It's they that have paid the commission to Australia Post.
Yeah, to get your rates paid.
That's exactly right.
So
to come
why
and
is
pay
that?
It at the post office.
Yeah. But why is that, Sylvia? Why are people just paying it online?
Paying it online.
Okay.
So they just feel that they don't need to use Australia Post because they're going to, because they have to print their the bills posted.
Yeah.
So for them, it becomes expensive because, the generation is turning towards digital.
Yeah. I hadn't actually thought about that. If we take Colac Otway Shire, which is what we're in.
Yeah.
They have to print the bill, send it to me
that's
and Tim.
Exactly right.
We have to take it down to the post office, pay it, blah, 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 blah.
That's
and,
right.
And that's a cost for them.
It's a cost for them.
I hadn't sort of thought about that.
Yeah.
I was just sort of thinking about people that be able to just sit at the computer with a glass of wine after dinner and just pay all their bills online.
Yeah.
But in fact, there's not. There's a double-edged sword to it,
that's
really, isn't there? There's
there's
the provider side and the recipient side,
that's
which I hadn't
exactly
really thought
right.
about.
Yeah.
So
that makes it difficult for small post offices because we depend on our customers to come and use the services we have. It's the same thing, use us or lose us.
Yeah.
That's going to happen one day. There are a lot of small post offices in rural towns are closing down because it's just not viable.
Yeah. I did, because Tim and I have just spent some time in outback Queensland and outback New South Wales.
Yeah.
We did notice that a lot of the post offices in those in some of the very small communities that provided all the services. It was the banking, it was the bill paying,
yes,
it was everything.
That's right.
Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Was in the back of a small supermarket, if you like. So there was like a one shop.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one
shop. That
provides
everything, yeah.
In fact, my mum and dad have got one in England. It's called the Windmill Stores or something,
right?
And there's the post offices in the corner that provides all these things.
Wow.
And so that's what's kept the post office going, I think, in England and in the outback. Is
that's
they've
right
amalgamated and done other stuff. They've
that's right, yeah,
just taken a small portion of
yeah
to try and keep in with the community rather than being a standalone shop.
That's exactly right.
Is that something that you think might come to Apollo Bay, or do you think you've got
enough
support?
Well, I've introduced haberdashery.
Yes.
Which, I felt the need in this town. And whatever I bring into the post office is because customers have asked for it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get that much of sale or revenue because when you purchase things, you cannot just purchase one or two. You've got to purchase, you know, minimum six.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you're just stuck with it because
yeah.
you think, you know, oh, we saw it in that post office and, yeah. you know, why don't you keep it? And when you hear more than three or four people ask for it
yeah.
or make those comments, then you think, okay, I'll introduce it. Yeah. Like we've got all of the As Seen on TV products.
Yes, I've seen that, yeah.
And you're sitting at home watching TV and it says buy one, get one free.
Mm.
But you're also paying for postage.
Yeah.
Whereas I have it in the post office. You don't have to pay any postage.
Yeah.
And when, if it doesn't work, you bring it back. Mm. You don't pay for return postage.
Yes.
But somehow, I'd like to get the word around. Come and have a look.
Here, well, we are sat here, so you're getting the word around
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, come and have a look and see what we have. We do foreign currency too. And at yes. the moment, it is our target. We've got to get foreign currency. We get customers to purchase foreign currency.
Yeah.
We sell load and go card. And it's very important to and good to have the load and go card because it's not linked to any bank account.
Yes.
And with all that's happening and people getting into your account and spending your money,
mm.
whereas this is not linked to any bank account and you load your money on it as much as you want to when you know you've got a purchase to make.
Mm.
And, you yeah. know, the minimum is $20.
Yes.
And so you make your purchase and you give the buyer those numbers.
Yeah.
It's like having your own personal Visa or MasterCard.
Yeah, and just getting the cash.
That's exactly yes. right, yeah. We sell a lot of gift cards too because, David Jones and...
Yeah.
Huge variety.
Yes.
Of Google, Amazon, movies, restaurants.
Anything.
Everything and anything.
yeah.
Yeah, except Bunnings.
Okay. I tell you what, Sylvia, we're just going to play a song and come back and chat a little bit more about the post office. And you have chosen this song by Leonard Cohen, Alleluia. Do you just want me to play it or do you want to say why you've chosen it? Do you just want me to play it?
Just play it because I enjoyed it, you know, the movie Shrek and
okay.
it was popular at that
so
time.
So I'll just play it.
And I listen to Leonard Cohen often.
A lot. All right. Okay. Here we go. We'll come back in a after we've listened to Leonard Cohen, Sylvia.
All right.
Now I've heard. And so there we go. Leonard Cohen, chosen by Sylvia Rennick of our local Apollo Bay post office. Everybody just knows her as Sylvia at the post office. Her post office is her surname, not Rennick. So we were chatting, Sylvia, about it being World Post Day and things like that. But what I'd like to move on to is Apollo Bay Post Office specifically and its role in the community. So we were just chatting off air about the growing internet buying and how Tim and I used to buy something off the internet and we used to have to come down and rap on your door.
Yes.
And say, Sylvia, we've got a parcel. And you'd say, oh, yes, you have, and we'd take it away. And now that doesn't happen anymore. Somebody delivers it to our door and drops it off. So that even that little part of it is gone.
That's exactly right. So a lot of the services that post offices used to provide has diminished a lot. So we're kind of becoming redundant.
Yeah, well, this
is a worry.
In
that way, it's yeah. because there's competition of different courier services.
Hmm.
And... So they use other
means
of other
yeah.
couriers, mm. Other agents to deliver your parcel.
Yeah.
And so that's the way we lose our revenue.
Yeah.
Basically. The other thing is that with the digital world, customers come and tell us, you know, I've got a message on my phone and you have a parcel for me.
Hmm.
We still, post offices, those that have a PO box and
yeah.
in areas where there is no mail delivery,
yeah.
we write up the cards
yeah.
for the notifying the customer that you have a parcel when we describe it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we are pretty good with that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that coming to the post office is a personal service.
Yeah.
And we treat each customer as a person. We like to see them and greet them and and talk to them. I guess that's the same you get from couriers. I'm not sure.
No, we don't. Because I get every... Because Tim and I walk into the post office and you go, hello, Tim. Hello, Caroline. Or if it's not you and
Matthew.
It's Matthew.
Yeah.
We'll say, is there anything for Tim and Caroline?
Yes.
And it's like... That's all you have to say. And he'll have a look and he knows where to look.
That's
and that's
right.
Really nice, you know, whereas all we get is a impersonal, if we're not in.
That's
right. We've gone surfing or fishing or something and they just shove a card under the door and then we have to go through the whole rigmarole again.
Yeah.
So you haven't got that personal service that the post office does. And you don't have, one of the big things, Sylvia, is you don't have that social service that the post office does, which is... How often am I so annoying that I'll be in the queue and I'll be talking to
everybody?
That's
exactly right, yeah.
You haven't
got that. It is a real social hub.
Yeah.
Because if we are busy doing something, everyone knows everyone and they'll be standing in the queue chatting to each other and networking with each other.
Yeah, it must be really annoying for you, but it's quite nice for us.
We are just busy,
yeah.
You know, looking for your parcel or serving another customer.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that... we get I do specifically PO box mail delivery, and we always have customers on the waiting list. But I would like to say to the community that I will be putting it in the news sheet as well, that we are planning to put another 50 PO boxes.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a very safe and secure way to have your mail delivered to the post office. You can go on your holidays, your mail and your parcels are still safe here in the post office. You can access your mail 24 hours a day.
Rather being restricted
7 days a week.
9 till 5.
That's exactly right. And considering, you know, the Apollo Bay rain and the wind and the snails in your letterboxes, you know, if you want a PO box, we're getting some more PO boxes.
Yeah.
So drop in at the post office. I'll give you an application form.
Yeah.
And probably in January or early February.
Yeah. And there's lots of different sizes, Sylvia, isn't it? You don't have to have like a great big massive one. Is there different sizes?
No, yes, there's the standard, there's the medium and large.
Yeah.
So big businesses have the very large boxes.
Okay. So you don't have to have a huge, humongous one, people.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in your opinion then, I mean, what I'm saying, Sylvia, is I'm just gonna say it as it is. You do a lot of services, of which obviously you have to go on courses for, to do passports and working with children, tax file numbers, land titles, Western Union, foreign currency.
Yes.
All this stuff.
You have to be accredited and you get a specific identification number and you get a specific password.
Yeah.
And every year you have to go through training for your passports and passport renewal
stuff,
and it's hours and hours and hours of listening to the training CD.
Yeah,
you have to go through the questionnaire, multiple choice, and I think it's 98%. And if you don't get it, you have to continue redoing it all over again till you get your 98%.
Wow. But I don't think I don't think the post office can just survive on that, Sylvia.
No, we can't.
Unless we all support.
That's exactly right. Yeah. What I'd like people to come and support is to pay your bills at the post office, to do your banking, because we've got all the major banks.
Yeah.
That you can do bank at post.
Yep.
You can withdraw, you can deposit your money, and you can check your balances.
Right. And what about maybe tapping into, we have a lot of Chinese visitors, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes when I go down in town, I'm in the minority if I go down between 12 and 2.
Yeah.
Do you get any custom from the Chinese
tourists? Well, we do get them coming to buy stamps
For postcards,
and that's about it. Yeah.
Okay, so they're not doing money exchanges.
No, they're not. No.
So I wonder where they're doing it then.
Probably at the banks.
Yeah.
Because we can order money for you, but we don't keep foreign currency
on the. Yeah. Okay.
That's on the premises.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess the banks, they'd have to go to the bank for that.
But could they go in to you with a credit card?
Absolutely, they can make all their purchases.
Yeah. Okay.
And we've got UnionPay. UnionPay is the Chinese.
Yeah. Well, I've got an idea for you.
Oh wow!
Is get somebody to translate your little a sign on the post office door in Chinese saying we can accommodate your needs in X, Y, and Z.
Wow. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, that's what the fish and chip shop's done up there. And the bakery, I just noticed the other day, I've got scallop pies advertised in Chinese.
Right.
So maybe that's, I'd help you with that, but I can't speak Chinese.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe that might help you.
That's very true. Well, as you know, Marabon is having a course.
Are they?
From Thursday the 11th of October the 15th of November. To know all about Chinese culture.
Oh.
So I've enrolled for that.
Oh, wow. Good on ya.
Yeah.
Good on ya.
And in fact, I wanted to learn Chinese, and they run the course for Chinese, but it's before 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm trying to tell Sally, please have something after 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
So you can go
so
on.
So I could attend. Yeah.
Now, Tim's sister speaks Chinese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think probably a bit sketchily. But she can converse.
Yeah.
But there's that many different, it's a bit like Aborigine. There's that many different
dialects.
Not so much dialect. Like I've got a Yorkshire accent.
Yeah.
It's not so much an accent, it's different dialects, so the words are done differently.
Right.
And then you've got to learn all the characters. So for you and I, you're starting from scratch, really. It's learning how to write numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, isn't
true.
It? Which is why it's so difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we do get the Chinese come with their mobile phone and the question in English.
On a translator.
On a translator. So, and then we respond to them and then they translate it back to themselves in their language. So,
fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, Sylvie, I'm going to draw this to a close. I'm going to play
your
advert
much.
Here. I'm going to wish you happy World Post Day.
Thank you.
And
feels so special.
And thank you so much for coming in
and
talking to 3ABR. And also, everyone, please get out and support your local post office.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Here we go.
Thanks, Carol.
Apollo Bay's post office has a difference. Of course it sells stamps, packaging and deals with your mail, but it also sells mobile phones, accessories and top-up cards. It provides a high-quality colour printing and copying service, deals with your complete banking needs with major banks and credit unions, passport and licence applications, property transfers, tax file numbers, identity checks. Ah, the list is endless. And of course a huge range of Prezi ideas, gift cards and a massive selection of haberdashery and wool. It's a complete one-stop shop. You don't have to go anywhere else. See Sylvia at the Apollo Bay Post Office.